You know, when I first started hearing about Radium 223, as the story started to evolve, you know, I've been trying to figure out the last few years, like, where it's indicated. And then the last year or two, I was starting to think, oh, it makes a lot of sense to add it to enzalutamide or abiraterone. And obviously, you all are not doing that. I don't think investigators are doing it in general. I was trying to, like, kind of focus in on what would be a clinical situation where you'd use Radium 223. And so we created this scenario of a younger patient, symptomatic disease, who had disease progression of enzalutamide, abiraterone, and docetaxel. And Matt, the audience was kind of split between radium 223 or cabazitaxel, more chemotherapy in a patient like that. Maybe it would make a difference to you in terms of when they came off docetaxel, for example, Matt. But in general, how do you manage patients like this once they get beyond the three key drugs?
Yeah, my impression is that cabazitaxel has a greater potential to modify the course of the disease. So in a patient who's a reasonable candidate for such treatment, I would favor cabazitaxel.
So I was also curious, we asked the audience, suppose the patient was 80, and as you might guess, they swung more towards radium in the older patient than chemotherapy. One other thing I was curious about, Oliver, how many times, if at all, they've used lutetium-177, and it looks like most of the audience has not, as you might imagine. But there certainly seems to be a lot of interest, and actually even in this audience, a little bit of experience with that really exciting therapy.